So the 2012 Ignite competition is over, and there were 10 finalists selected, and it was whittled down by a panel of judges to the big winner. That was RCH Marine Renewables. And I've got Chris Hassel from RCH with me. Chris, first of all, just tell me, what was the whole process of Ignite like?
It was a really intense process. We had to go through, we had to create a video first off, like the 75 other entrants, produce a 3-minute video pitch. And that in itself was really difficult to get your concept down to a really sharp, concise video. We got through that and we were kind of amazed that we'd even got through to that stage. And then the next stage, the finalists, that was us and nine other businesses, had to produce a business plan with all full financial forecasts and then prepare for a live pitch. So kind of like Dragon's Den style, 5-minute pitch and then 15 minutes of question and answers, kind of like a grilling from a panel of experts.
Okay, so that's what Ignite was like. But what about the entry? What did you put in? Let's talk about your idea and your product. Explain what it is. It's about desalinating water, isn't it?
It's ultimately about saving lives, improving people's lives in remote island communities around the world. And how we do that, we produce clean drinking water, safe clean drinking water from seawater, and we do that, so it's an established process, but we do that in an innovative way by using the ocean waves to power that, to make the seawater to drinking water, just using the power of the ocean waves.
So essentially this is all existing technology. It's how you've packaged it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's essentially how we packaged it, and it's how we powered the system. Desalination is usually provided by diesel, oil-derived sort of products, which is, as we all know, is increasingly expensive as oil prices rocket over the next sort of few decades. So the innovative part of this is the ocean wave-powered nature of the system.
What is the plan over the next year or so for developing this?
The plan is to undertake some more final prototyping in the Carrick Roads. So, we're doing some local testing and then ultimately we're working with a large aid organisation in the Pacific, in Kiribati, which is an island chain in the middle of the Pacific. And we're doing a commercial pilot with that aid organisation, which is really exciting. We're really chuffed that that's going ahead.
Do you know, the way I see it is you started off with this idea of how do I have a holiday in a nice sun-kissed island and make money?
But yeah, that's it, Matthew. We thought long and hard about how can we build a business, around sunning ourselves. So yeah, what a great location to be working in.
Okay, so this whole program, this Ignite competition, was a prize of £100,000. It's not all cash, is it?
No, it's £25,000 cash, but for us and for any business, some of the most valuable support you can get is from the sponsors. £75,000 worth of sponsors support. So that's in the form of accountants, legal support, marketing companies, web designers, photographers. So a massive package that really sort of gives your business that boost, that ignition, really, to get moving.
Hence Ignite.
Yeah.
I suppose producing a product, something of this nature, must be a long road, lots of testing, lots of design work, and then putting it into manufacture. A long, complicated process.
Yeah, it's a long process, going all the way from testing, computer mathematical modelling, which is my business partner, Russ, who leads on that. He's a mechanical engineer with a master's in marine renewable energy. And so really using that computational, developing the software before you actually build something. So getting it right before you actually physically build something, get the design right, and then it's sort of iterations of building different prototypes, testing that.
And when do you reckon you'll have a product ready to sell across the world?
Well, March is when we're having the final test in the Carrick Roads, and we're looking at September when we're actually putting in the water, or starting to put in the water, the system in the Pacific with UNICEF.
Okay, and we've got some nice sun-kissed islands nearer to Cornwall. Any thoughts about working this project through with the Isles of Scilly?
Yes, we would be really excited to work with the Isles of Scilly. We're aware that there are some drinking water issues on the islands, and also that they have a diesel-powered desalination system. So particularly during the summer, I think there's a peak in tourism, peak in population on the islands. So we'd welcome to working with the islands on that.